Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a Virginia church who has gained the vice president as an advocate in their fight for their First Amendment rights. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Liberty Counsel reports that the Lighthouse Fellowship Church of Virginia has gained a new advocate for their fight against Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's mandate that violates the church's First Amendment rights and the Free Exercise Clause. On Palm Sunday, Pastor Kevin Wilson received a criminal summons for having 16 people in the church building when the governor has limited religious gatherings to just 10. The church has a capacity of 293 people, so the 16 people had plenty of room to spread out and safely socially distance while still worshiping. The pastor is facing the charge of violating the Virginia governor's COVID Order 55, which has a penalty of up to 1 year in prison and a $2,500 fine. The new advocate for the church is Vice President Mike Pence, who spoke in favor of the Lighthouse Fellowship Church while talking with the host of the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox Radio. The vice president said that, even in the midst of a national emergency, every American enjoys our cherished liberties, including the freedom of religion. The pastor and church have filed a federal lawsuit against Governor Ralph Northam for violating their religious liberties by targeting churchgoers on Palm Sunday. This last Sunday, the U.S. Department of Justice issued a press release in support of Liberty Counsel's injunction request that is currently pending on behalf of the Chincoteague Church, saying that the plaintiff has demonstrated a likelihood of success on the merits of its claims under the Free Exercise Clause of the United States Constitution, that the Commonwealth's executive orders have prohibited religious gatherings at places of worship, even with social distancing and personal hygiene protocols, while allowing comparable secular gatherings to proceed with social distancing. The DOJ continues to say that there is no pandemic exception for the Constitution and its Bill of Rights. Individual rights are secured by the Constitution and do not disappear during a public health crisis. Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Staver said that, "I am pleased to see Vice President Mike Pence remind America of the importance of religious freedom. It is reassuring to have an administration that supports religious freedom, recognizing the constitutional violations in Virginia against houses of worship. The Department of Justice filed in our case to support the First Amendment right to free exercise of religion in the face of discriminatory orders that give preferential treatment to secular gatherings. In a time where social distancing has become mandated, keep in mind that no matter what a government leader orders, God is not distant from us. He is fighting for us, and He will never leave us nor forsake us." For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.